He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, that sounds better than last month's.
I was a little bit, I don't know, what was I?
Down?
No. My hellos are okay. It was just the name. I got to practice the Corey. I have to be excited to be sitting across from you, looking at you. That's what I have to get some excitement in there.
Well, you're excited to be alive, aren't you?
Yeah. Sitting next to you, that's a different story, though.
So, what's cooking?
What's cooking? Well, what's cooking is my oatmeal. Oatmeal isn't just for breakfast anymore.
Oatmeal is great, especially your oatmeal. I love your oatmeal.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, huh? I make it ahead of time, and then I put it in the fridge, a big pot of it, and I'll tell you, it gets eaten. I cannot believe how fast that stuff goes down.
Now, the last time you made a huge, gigantic pot, and it was like Papa Bear has been around this place because there was nothing left.
I know. I want some in the morning for breakfast, and it's gone. Everybody eats it during the day, and they have it as a midnight snack.
Our friends, our neighbors, the kids are coming over.
I know.
But it's not just run-of-the-mill oatmeal.
Slop. No, it's not.
Gruel, as they call it.
Is that what it is?
No, this is like a real high quality, a lot of finesse put into this. So why don't you tell us you put this thing together?
Well, you can use steel cut oats. You can use wild oats. You can use porridge oats. The porridge oats have the wheat bran and the wheat germ, and they have flax seeds, crushed flax seeds in it. I use black currants. I use a whole grated apple. And I use pure vanilla extract and cinnamon. I mean, there's a multitude of things that you can add into it, but that's just my basic recipe for it. And then I boil it all up, and then I stick it in the fridge, and then you can reheat it if you want. And then you can add honey to it. You can add molasses to it. You can have it plain. We don't put milk on ours at all.
No.
Right, so.
No, that's one of the things that people don't understand is that you don't have to add milk.
Milk and brown sugar.
Milk's loaded in fat. Now, if you use skim milk, it's loaded in sugar.
Yeah.
I'm just not big on milk. I think milk is for babies. I think milk should be raw. I think it should be fresh and consumed from animals that eat green grass and have no pesticides, insecticides, stuff like that. So I think that the milk in the Canadian dairy supply is just not fit to consume. That's my position.
Right. Well, remember before I did my fitness routine, I am not a milk drinker until I saw how much milk I was putting in my coffee. And, you know, now I don't use it at all anymore. And I can't even imagine cream or milk in my coffee anymore. And oatmeal with milk in it? Ugh.
Yeah, there's a biochemistry to milk, too, that people don't understand. Mm-hmm. I mean, when those cows are being milked, almost all of them are pregnant. That milk is loaded with high levels of progesterone.
Nice.
You put that into a body, a female body, that struggles with body fat management, forget it. I mean, people don't understand how easy it is to hold on to fat when you're drinking milk.
So, ladies and gentlemen out there in SNU land, you can see why, living with Corey, I don't drink milk anymore. You've really turned me off milk now, I'll tell you.
Well, look at
every now and then, a little bit of ice cream is kind of nice as a treat.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But not as a staple. We're talking about a staple.
We're talking about a staple.
So some people can't even comprehend eating oatmeal just with adding some water to it. But the way that you make it, it tastes absolutely delicious.
Kids, teenagers, adults like it. I'm just totally surprised by this. So it's, when I say it's not just for breakfast anymore, I make it ahead of time the night before for my breakfast. I get up in the morning and it's not there.
Well, okay. Now, steel cut oats, for those that don't know, I mean, they're a crude fibrous oat. They're not the standard oat that most people buy in the commercial venues. Okay, now this thing is burned very slowly in the gut. So it has a low glycemic index. It's carbohydrate dense. It's a great source of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
It's also packed full of micronutrients and minerals because it's whole, right? It's got the endosperm and the sperm and the entire material is present from nature.
Right, and it takes a little longer to boil. It's not the instant oats.
No.
So it does take a little time to make, right? We're looking at about a half an hour, you know.
Yeah,
right?
So it's not ultimately the most convenient thing to put together.
That's why I make it ahead of time.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it's doing me good or not, because it's never ready when I want it.
Now, a great time to take this, number one, of course, in the morning, because it burns slowly, and it gives you a longer supply of energy. But it's also great post-workout. I mean, I like to take it with my shake, because you got to restore those glycogen levels in the muscle to repair and restore and to recuperate effectively. Oh, and this stuff is just awesome. Mm-hmm. And
it's
even,
very satisfying, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Or even mid-afternoon or before going to bed because it's a slow burner. Yeah. It doesn't jack the insulin through the roof.
Mm-hmm. And the currants are nice too, huh? There's a little change than a raisin.
Yes. Black currants are very high in those bioflavonoids that increase the integrity of every cell in the body.
Right. Well, the recipe is on the website and it's also in the Vista magazine. So, you know, then you can get creative and do whatever you want. You know, just make up your own ideas, you know, but as long as the food, your choices are whole food and organic if possible, right?
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
And remember the old saying about sowing your wild oats?
Uh-huh.
Right? Well, I remember working on a project a few years ago with oats as a primary constituent of this formula. And so there's a lot to be said about feeling your wild oats.
Oh, really? Is that why you chase me around the house after you've had your oatmeal?
Yeah, because you take it all.
I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, so that's it on the oatmeal. Let's move forward into last month's special guest.
Oh, yeah, Phil Campbell. That was great. I just love these SNUs. You know, I lay in the bed and I listen to them and it just makes me want to go out and work out. Take a bunch of vitamins.
He's quite articulate and he's a great speaker and he's got a great book, Ready, Set, Go Fitness. And it was really nice to listen to him.
He's got a great accent too, huh? But he would think that we have the accent.
Yes.
Right? He's got his southern drawl, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. So what did he talk about?
Well, I thought was really interesting is about the glutamine levels lower in athletes when they've really worked out, like these professional athletes or any athlete, when they burn, when they really work hard. And so their glutamine levels go down and then they get sick. Right?
More prone to infection.
Yes. They get ill after if they've, right? From, let's say, traveling and getting bumps and bruises and just putting in a lot of energy, a lot of stress on the body. I just thought that was kind of neat.
Well, it's the most abundant amino acid, and levels do drop, and you can verify that with a plasma glutamine blood chemistry test, which we often will recommend for those who have symptoms of overtraining. And sure enough, those plasma levels of glutamine are suboptimal. Mm. Bring in the glutamine supplement, about 5 grams, 2 to 4 times a day in your shakes, and voila.
That's what we do. And we also give it to the kids, too, because that helps with their infection and building up their immune system as well.
Definitely. Glutamine empowers the immune system.
That was good to hear that. And also, too, after exercise, he was talking about that if you eat junk food, you have a loss of growth hormone. You don't produce the growth hormone, right?
It impairs growth hormone release.
Right. So, you know, you think, well, I've worked out and I'm all pumped up, so it doesn't really matter what I eat right now. But isn't there like an hour or two window of opportunity?
Sorry, Charlie, no tuna.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. The growth, it's all about, he really is into calling the fitness hormone, but the growth hormone. He really talks a lot about growth hormone.
Yeah. And him and I are on the same page when it comes to elevation of growth hormone endogenously. And what that means is through intense exercise, like sprinting or really pushing it in the gym, you can produce your own natural growth hormone as opposed to getting injections, which are loaded with side effects. Anytime
problems.
You take the easy way, there's always a heavy price in the end to pay.
Well, you're taking an injection or take whatever, however you take it, but you're not getting the effects of actually pumping the iron and the cardiovascular and, right?
So no, you're not getting any of the conditioning effects of training.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And that's what a lot of people don't get.
And I didn't know this, but I'm sure you did. The growth hormone is released about 12 times a day.
In a pulse-like fashion.
Oh, you see, you learn something new every day, folks.
And it does diminish with age. And the only thing that we know that keeps it up in that fashion, similar to being youthful, is intense, strenuous exercise.
I tell you, after I listen to this, I want to go to the gym. I want to go pump iron harder. It's funny how
it motivates you.
I mean, it's so easy, isn't it? It's intensity. That's what everybody's talking about now. That's the new science, is intensity in training, right?
But it's nothing new. I mean, athlete that's made it in their sport is obviously training with intensity.
Well, that's what's out there now.
But the average person in the gym lacks intensity.
Right.
And people that don't train at all don't have any intensity at all.
Well, they go to the gym. I mean, how many times do we see this? We've seen them in the gym for years. Their body never changes. They still look the same. And then they go out and eat junk food. So I'm really starting to understand what's going on here. Now I see why it's working for me, because I'm doing what you're telling me to do, you see? Okay. Just one more thing that I find very interesting is my sister-in-law has chronic fatigue syndrome. Huh? People who have chronic fatigue syndrome don't have any growth hormone release at night, right?
Okay.
That's what he was saying.
Yes.
So I think that's an interesting piece of information.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with that piece of information?
Tell her.
I mean, how do you tell somebody who has chronic fatigue
go
syndrome?
Go work out.
Yeah, but they're going to say they have no energy.
I know. What do you do? I don't know what you
mind
do.
Mind over matter.
Oh, okay.
That's
very
what you do.
Good.
That'll... You start slowly.
Exactly.
You start just by walking, and then you start moving a little quicker. You slowly bring the intensity in it, but you have to use the power of your mind over the physical body.
That's tough, you know. That's a toughie.
Of course it's
that's
tough.
Very toughy.
Of course it's tough.
All right, don't yell. You don't have to yell at me. Okay, now, what did you want to know now? What was the next question?
Next month, who's our special guest?
Oh, next month. Let me see now. We have Sherry Ann Boudreaux. She is a professional figure and fitness competitor. She holds the world title of Miss Exercise and the title of Miss Figure Natural Mania. She's about 35 years old. She's a busy mother of three. And she's moving down to Texas, actually, to train with a champion bodybuilder.
No, she's got a thing going with Phil Campbell.
She wants to get some growth hormone.
Talking about intensity.
Yeah.
Now, there's a girl that understands the word intensity.
She is so nice, too. That's
yeah.
one of the nicest things. She's
wonderful
just a really
spirit.
Pleasant, wonderful
beautiful
lady.
Person.
I see her going to the top, this one.
Why not? She's doing everything right.
I feel it in my bones that she's going to the top.
Well, she was on that judging panel with us. Wasn't she involved in that last contest
we
were working with? That's right. She
yeah,
was adding up all the points.
We had quite a bit. It was a bit of a mess, but she held her cool and was so friendly and nice with the whole thing.
Yes. Even when it was super stressful?
Even when it was super stressful. We were all banging out each
other. Titles were on the line.
No kidding.
But still, she is a great competitor, an excellent ambassador as a female competitor.
Mm-hmm.
And she ties in the good sportsmanship with the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
So I look forward to that interview.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's move on now. What's your hot topic this edition?
Okay, don't laugh. Okay. Now, you remember the first time we kind of met and we started going out together and I said, so what's your animal, Corey? I said, what animal do you feel like you represent or that you are most like as an animal? And you said, the buffalo. Right?
No, that's not right.
Yes,
you said, what is your favorite animal?
I never said that. Okay, you don't remember anything anyway. So I said, this is what I said. Okay, so I said I was a Black Panther. And I always still feel that today. And I feel as I get older, it's coming out a little bit more.
And I completely see the tie-in.
What?
Sleek, lithe, subtle, quiet, sharp, deadly.
Ooh!
Black
right.
is the ace of spades.
Oh, yeah.
But my buffalo is my favorite animal.
And you are a buffalo.
Well,
because you know why? We're in the kitchen. We have this smaller kitchen. And when I ask you to move, it's like this big buffalo who won't budge an inch. It's just, and you move so slow, it's like a sloth. I think that would probably be a better one.
But you know what? You know what I like about the buffalo? They're a good staple.
Yeah.
Right?
We like buffalo.
I mean,
meat.
You can eat every component of a buffalo and get fully nourished. And I love to eat buffalo.
Yes,
it's incredibly lean, massive and strong. I guess that's kind of how I like to see myself in my mind's eye.
Do you know what's funny? Where we used to, where we shop, the buffalo meat used to be really cheap when they were first introducing it. Now it's gone up.
Right.
I go, whoa, what's going on here?
Well, supply and demand.
Exactly.
But you know what about the buffalo that I learned later on, and this is also quite true, and you can attest to this, is those big creatures, how massive they are, they're easily startled. And isn't that the truth?
Well, I never thought of that yet. No kidding.
You can set those things off.
Yeah.
You know, like a herd of buffaloes. That's how the Indians used to feed on them. They'd scare them and run them over the cliffs.
Corey sees a little spider. You don't see the spider, but you'll feel something crawling up your arm and you freak out.
I know. I just completely freak out.
I know. And you scare the living.
And
you know what
I was really interested when I found out that component of the buffalo. But anyway.
Well, that is interesting.
So what are you saying? That everybody should sort of, tie in their animal?
Well, we had a party at our house the other night, right? And Lloyd and Diana were there from Well-Being's health food store. And we were sitting and chatting. And I thought, oh, they're going to really think I'm stupid if I'm saying this. But I think it's a really neat conversation piece. But also to find out more about a person.
Yes.
Like Shelley Lynn Hughes of Vista Magazine. She's a butterfly.
Neat. So what do? You look at the characteristics of the animal.
It
and
makes people think.
Associate them with the personality of the person.
Yeah. Some people have never thought about it before. And then, you know, towards the end of the night, everybody starts thinking about what they are. And it really gets you to think about what animal that you feel like you most represent. Try that with a group of friends or even just think about it yourself, what you feel your animal is, just for a giggle. I know you can always email me at tracyholly@shaw.ca. That'd be kind of fun.
And let us in on your secret.
Just a fun thing. Absolutely.
Who do you see yourself as? What kind of animal?
Right.
And then connect with the characteristics
yes.
that are defined as being that animal.
Boy, you put it so eloquently. Why couldn't I have said that?
No.
I should, you know, you think I'd learn by now. I've been around you long
enough. I'm speaking from your heart, baby.
Okay.
So what's your final word for today?
My final word comes from the book Think and Grow Rich. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
So what about the mind of a woman? Does that also
that's
apply?
That's a whole different story now.
Because the guy that wrote that book was a guy.
You know what, though? That goes back to we were talking about the chronic fatigue syndrome. You said it's mind over matter, which you didn't even know I was going to say this, did you? So this is pretty much mind over matter,
now, you see,
right?
This is a sneaky part of being a Black Panther.
Oh, there you go.
You
see?
Sneak up on your prey and attack.
Creeps in all the time.
Those fangs, those claws, my goodness. Right. Watch out, guys. Be careful who you select.
Don't mess with me.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
See you later.